From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, slow clap. 796 Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck, featured exclusively by LookAtOKC.com.
It's been so long.
What a week?
Oh, it's been a full week. Today, what is today? Today is May 13th, 2009, episode 6. Get excited.
We're on a streak. We got what we call a streak in the biz.
That's what this is called.
A streak.
Streaks. I'm your host, Dan O'Donohue. With me is Spencer Hicks.
Yes! Woo! Spencer Hicks!
Yay!
Hot!
Ow!
Hot!
Ow!
Sexy!
Ow!
Keep it going.
Ow!
Sweet! Sexy!
Brad Chad Porter.
Oh,
that's right.
My goodness.
That's right.
Eat it up.
Eat it all up.
I can smell you from here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Derek's going to get here, too.
Yeah! Anybody else? Can you feel it? So Eric. Oh, I love.
Is this weird for anyone else?
In the booth, Nick Tankersley.
Producer Nick Tankersley.
Is this weird that for anybody else? That by the time this episode airs, Nick will be married.
Oh.
Whoa.
Nick, did that just freak you out? Give us a hell yeah. See what I mean?
That was a sarcastic yell.
I'm telling you, Brad and I had this conversation earlier. I didn't really realize that I was getting married until someone said an event that was going to happen after my wedding, and they were like, oh, you'll be married by then. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be married. Like, it didn't sink in until something came more important.
Like, you're going to say, I do, go back to the hotel room, bang, till you died. Done. And then nothing else happened.
Nothing came up. Nothing
that
comes
sounds
up.
Pretty
it's
good.
It's a lot like what
if
happened.
The death penalty was like that.
It would be a much safer world. What?
You'll be married
about.
By then. Oh, I guess I can't go to the monster truck rally. Give your ticket to someone else. I'll be married.
Also, the music this week was provided by Ghoultown.
Ghoultown.
If you'd like what you heard, you can find more from them at ghoultown.com.
Check them.
Conveniently. Yeah,
check them out.
That's
by
right.
By the way, this has been a little bit of a revelation for me. Like,
what is that, Brad?
I was ridiculously unaware of this band until a few weeks ago.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Ridiculously
sure hundreds
unaware.
Of bands you've never
Here's
heard of.
Here's the thing, though.
Hundreds.
This band is right up my alley.
Oh,
and
really?
They're like seven.
Your back alley.
Yeah.
High five!
Yeah! There are lots of... there are like seven or eight bands left on the planet that are right up my alley.
Yeah.
And so... Like, it's amazing that I missed them. But it's a Dallas band. Mm-hmm. I got to meet those guys.
How were they? Were they nice?
They were really cool. They
well,
were
don't
very
ruin
cool.
their image now. Were they...
No, no. I mean, they were mean. Scary. It
they
was
were
frightening.
There you
it was
go.
Like yeah. weird yeah. science right at the end. The mutants come in on their motorcycles, and they totally messed up the party. The guy has a microphone eye. I don't know.
That's a good
Ghoultown.com. They're
Ghoultown.com.
Awesome. Don't miss it.
And, of course, as always, if you have a band and you want to be featured on this lovely podcast, go ahead and leave a comment or write us an email at 796entertainment.com.
Oh, and don't suck.
Oh, yeah. Try not to suck when you...
That doesn't really matter. That's it, kind of thrown in.
So far, it matters.
So far, we've had some great bands.
Yeah. If you suck, it makes us look good.
Okay, Brad, I heard you did some homework for us, and you've got our Look at OKC calendars, pick of the week, or whatever. What do we call it? Look at OKC calendars, powered by Wingo.
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 Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
All right, listen, here we go. Steel
Dodge
Magnolias. Steel Magnolias.
The film?
At the Lyric Theater. No.
Oh, the Lyric.
Ooh, I heard that's going to be
theater.
Good.
Why?
I'm excited.
I can't wait to watch that.
May 7th
die.
To May 23rd. Don't miss it.
Isn't that the one with Julia Roberts and she has
yes.
like Down syndrome or something?
She doesn't have Down syndrome.
Is she
going to
be
seen the film.
Here in Oklahoma City?
No, no. No, Lord, no. This is a local production.
She
still
so
is
gonna be
a lawnmower.
No,
whoa,
it's not going to be terrible.
Whoa!
Oh, okay, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't know anybody
this
who's
is,
in it, though.
Wait, this is the one where
think.
She is like the lawnmower repair person and then keeps killing people with the blade?
Yeah.
No. That's Lawnmower Man.
But that
was starring Julie Roberts.
Yeah, they both have Julie Roberts.
There you go.
They both feature totally Julie Roberts prominently.
Sorry. How are they going to do all those lawnmowers on stage? That'd be dangerous.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all.
Is it weed eaters? Getting hung up on. It's the steel. It's the steel in the title.
Yeah. Steel blade flower.
Derek's mind is like a spider web of information where steel links to blade, links to lawnmower man. It's like the logic is difficult sometimes.
It's a fountain overflowing full of.
Do they get arrested in that play for stealing the magnolias?
they're stealing. This is the one where they got.
This has Louis Gossett Jr. in it, right?
No.
We're going to move on, if that's okay with
everybody. Sean Connery coming out for this one?
No.
Anyways, Derek, you got a movie quote for us this week? I love playing this game. It's one of my favorite games. I'm going to get off of Steel Magnolias, for God's sakes.
No, that's really good. They, like, go through the spider web of lasers.
Quote.
That's going to be hard.
That's a Britney Spears music video. What is the movie quote?
All right. Movie quote is, don't look.
I'm not looking. Okay, no, I didn't look. I really don't know what it is.
Okay. It is.
A word of warning, my garbage-toting friends, from your friendly neighborhood peace officer. I've got my eye on you both. If you're not breaking the law now, the smart money says that it's only a matter of time before you will. And you can bet that last dollar that my ass is gonna be there to make the bust. Golf clap? Golf clap.
All right, Derek, I'm excited. I don't know what it is. Does anyone have a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you
Muppets
guessed.
From Space.
Muppets from Space.
I'm going to go with
I'm
Brad.
Sticking with that.
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, because Kermit says that to Fonzie.
You guys are awful at this game.
Well, listeners, I'm sure you want to know because I'm sure you don't know. And we'll tell you at the end of the episode.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's keep going on that. Okay, Redbox, we've decided that we're sick of how long Redbox takes,
yeah,
aren't we,
that
fellas?
Was terrible.
We're sick of it, and gosh darn it, we're sick of it.
It's our show. We
it's our show.
So we're going to talk more about
it. So we're going to talk about how we're sick of it instead of bringing up movies. This week, we've got one Redbox pick of the week. We've got one.
Redbox pick of the week.
I don't know, Nick. Are you taking this one? Yeah, Nick's going to come in here. He's picked out the film for us.
Get in here.
Get in this box.
Get in the booth.
I love it when he's in my box.
Hello,
in your
Nicholas.
Red box.
Welcome.
Nick Tanksley.
Hey. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're all very kind.
Getting
Welcome
married.
To the show. Getting married.
Getting married.
Already got married.
Yes.
Oh, the movie's not Rachel Getting Married,
true.
Is it?
Nope. All right, what do you got for us this week?
All right, this week's movie is Bled.
Ooh, tell me about
Bled,
it.
Bled, rated R, starring Jonathan Oldham.
He does good.
Mm-hmm.
This movie comes
and
out once
Sarah
a month.
Faruqi.
Faruqi. How do you spell that?
She was in
that
Still Magnolias.
That would be Faruqi, the same way you always spell Faruqi. F-A-R-O-O-Q-U-I. Faruqi. So this is Bled.
All right.
Sai, a new age, hip young artist living in a downtown warehouse, delves into an elusive fantasy world of the unknown. An enigmatic and handsome man seduces her to try an ancient drug that, unbeknownst to her, will make her the prey of a vampire from a dark dimension. It's a great plot. He will take advantage of her newfound addiction and use it to cross over from his world into hers. Rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America for horror, violence, drug material, and brief sexuality.
Cheeky.
I think I've got that
bit.
Movie on my computer.
I think I have that medical problem at home. Brief sexuality. I can't satisfy my new wife.
Hey. I like that it's
I thought you were sexually turned on by briefs. But
that too. Well, yeah, that too.
Sorry, I can't kill
just
that
like the
one.
Kind of like the ones with like the big yellow stain in front, a little bit of tear on the those
nose.
You know, like dad's Sunday morning pair. Like that.
We're getting into some issues here, people.
What I don't get is like, how come every time it's a vampire movie, it's always like because it says it's an ancient drug, sure the vampire and his dimension are plenty ancient as well. And there's never like a story where it's like, this is our vampire sect, and we're relatively new to the scene.
We're pretty conservative and modern. Yeah,
like we're just starting this whole vampire thing. It's always like thousands of views ago. Like how come it's like 20 days ago?
No, like vampire newbies.
Right.
No.
It's never that. It's always like
they cover that in Twilight.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah,
really.
It's really
so you get like newbie vampire.
Did you guys work this out just so you could bring up Twilight? Like
no, I will bring up Twilight whenever I want to. I always want to bring it up.
Well, Nick, that's an excellent pick this week. I'm sure people are going to rush out and get that.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Thank you, Nick.
Some people just microphone hogs. You know, you get them around a mic and then they won't stop talking. Those kind of people make me sick. I mean, does that happen to you guys?
Hey, don't talk to them.
I'm going to use the microphone right now.
It does. It happens
to
me.
I was talking. That was a pause for dramatic effect. I'm still up on the mic.
Speaking of Nicholas and his recently finished nuptials, it's wedding season, gentlemen.
Wedding season. It's wedding season.
Weddings.
Are you guys going to any? I've already been to like 5.
Balls are flying.
Got it.
I think I get to go to 1.
What do you mean get to go?
I think I might be invited to 1. I'm not sure. I got to check. If
that's true, you don't really get invited to many weddings these days, do you, Derek?
I don't.
Why is that?
Well, I think it might go back like the first time I went as a guest to a wedding.
How many weddings have you gone to not as a guest?
Oh my God. How many times? Like, oh my God. This is great. Like any story that starts with that sentence is a great story.
Well, the first time I was a guest. All right, keep going. What happened?
I went with my girlfriend to her boss's wedding reception. Not really. We didn't go to the wedding, but we made it to the reception. By the way, I don't know anybody at the place. And she immediately runs off with all her coworkers and leaves me right in between two open bars. In the middle of a tent that is not that big. Like, I can take 4 steps and
Derek
get...
was blind.
I mean...
And, what do I do?
Yeah, I can take 3, maybe 4 steps, get hard liquor, and stumble back into a chair just to be greeted by bottle service champagne at the table.
Well, you had no choice.
Right. So
you were trapped.
You were trapped.
What I remember is I ate a irresponsible amount of Pepe's Mexican food. And then,
this is Derek we're talking about, irresponsible amount.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like, it was coming out of every place.
Like a gross of burritos.
Like, if I could have pissed red beans and rice, that's what would have been coming out of me, because that was so filled. Anyway, I drank a bottle of champagne and a bottle of red wine.
A bottle of champagne?
Yeah, a bottle of champagne and a bottle of red wine.
Keep it classy.
By myself.
Keeping it classy.
Then somebody said, hey, do you want to smoke cigars? And I was like, that sounds like a terrific idea. And they handed me a cigar that was at least 10 inches long and just as thick as like the handle on a baseball bat. It was freaking huge. So I'm sucking on that thing. And somebody like was like, you want to do some hard liquor? And I'm like, of course. This is where I need to go. Because I've been here for 45 minutes.
So in 45 minutes, you've crammed yourself full of food. Drank 2 bottles of wine. Smoked the world's largest cigar.
I'm trying to smoke
it. And now they're breaking in. Now they're breaking out the tequila.
Now the hard stuff.
Right. And it's just straight. It's just in a highball glass. It's just straight liquor. This point, I'm smoking a cigar, and I'm so filled up with all kinds of things that I can't taste. So it's just...
So you just know it as liquor.
Yeah. This...
You don't even know scotch, right. Whiskey,
and so vodka. So then it gets a little bit fuzzy, but apparently my Costi started playing, and I really wanted to dance with everybody except my girlfriend.
Oh, brother.
Okay.
Especially that bride.
And
she looked pretty good.
I also kept, so I was like hounding people. I was like, come on, let's dance. And it was all these girls, and they were saying, no, I don't want to. And then I kept trying to sit down, and I kept falling out of my chair.
Damn chairs, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Tricky sons of bitches.
So then that was all explained to me later. Then I
had to sit in a chair.
Yeah, no, like that I fell down and all that stuff. Then I woke up from being blacked out, and I was sitting at a table with my head on the table, And I realized
I had... Oh, my God. You're at a reception with your head on the table, passed out?
Oh, yeah. And I had... I picked up the cigar. I didn't get the memo. Everybody else that got like me, they just went to the front yard to go throw up and pass out.
But you stuck it out like a trooper.
I went to the neighbor's yard and I peed on a fence.
He didn't want to leave early. You went to the neighbor's yard and peed on a fence?
Don't be rude. And then I broke a decorative lantern to get the candle out so that I could relight my cigar. Which a couple of people watched me. It was the slowest breaking of an object ever. It's just like it was like a primordial ape trying to just.
I imagine this is like a group of people sitting here watching you after, because I got an image in my head of you attempting to get into a chair 3 and 4 times, like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Son of a...
No.
And now you're, like, fumbling with a...
It was like Charlie Chaplin, and now there's the tramp, people. Like, way over the back and just flipping over myself.
So now there's 14 people standing around going, oh, we got to watch this guy.
Oh, we got to see what happens. he's getting into the fire now. We got to see where this goes.
He's got a gallery for the rest of the night.
And then I black out again, and I lose my cigar, unfortunately.
Was it ever recovered?
No.
It wasn't one of those Kramer deals where you you lose your cigar and then a couple days later you find out the place burned down?
No. I kind of had a moment of sobriety in my brain. And
good
I was
place.
Like,
good place to have it.
I was like, Derek, you're being an idiot. You need to just calm down, go sit down someplace and just deep breathe. And, like, get control of yourself. You look like you're acting like an idiot.
The sober Derek broke and through the refried beans. Right?
Then,
oh, Derek, stop it. They're making fun of you.
So I walk over to, there's a ravine, like a cement ravine, like a runoff.
Of course. You know, all, of course.
Yeah. And that, and I was like,
there
was,
has to be at the end of the story.
I was like, I'll just go sit down at the top edge and let my legs kind of fall down in the ravine. Now, what actually happened was, is I got to the edge and lost all control of my body. And I completely blacked out, and I just fell face first. Didn't even put my hands out.
Oh, my God.
And that's when everybody was cheering to get me an ambulance because they thought I had broken my neck, and they were pretty sure. Like, I scraped my eyebrows. I hit so hard.
Oh, my God.
Tore my pants.
Again, the images in my head, I think very cinematically. And I imagine this Derek stumbling over to the cement ravine. Just take a seat, man. Just sit it off. It's going to be out.
It's like watching a brick wall fall forward and then just, so then we
and
get
smash.
So I get picked up by my girlfriend and her friend, and they put me in her car, and they're like,
where's your girlfriend this whole time?
She has been distancing herself because I've been acting like a moron, but I can't really confirm or, you know, negate that story at all.
Yeah.
So I get in the car and I'm in the front seat, and they're like, they're talking about me. They're like, I can't believe this drunk SOB. He's so embarrassing. Oh, my God. And I very consciously am saying, hello, I can still hear you guys. But apparently all that came out was just, yeah. And it sounded like a wailing.
Now he's doing his Helen Keller impression. Yeah. Is there anything this guy can't do to offend us?
All right, well, the boys here, we all decided that we would do something that would kind of unite us
forever.
And we decided it was Derek's idea. I don't know why you got the idea. Where'd you get the idea?
I got the idea from Shanna.
Shanna gave it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to explain it?
Shout out to Shanna. It's a tattoo pact.
It's a tattoo pact.
Yeah.
Now, Brad and I have already talked to the wives about this, and they are reluctantly...
crouched.
Agreeing.
My wife is aggressively supportive.
Really? Well, yes. She actually thinks we won't do it. She's kind of calling us out.
Yeah.
She's saying you guys won't do it.
It's more of a challenge than anything.
My wife kind of went, you know, it's your own body. Whatever. Stupid. And she really brought up. She's like, do you really trust? Oh, well, let's look. I'm jumping ahead of the gun.
Right. Let's explain the ground rules.
Here's what happens. What we do is we're all going to pick a name. And then whatever name we pick, we get to choose what is tattooed on that person's body.
Now, there are rules to what can be tattooed.
The only rule is that it can't cost more than, $40?
Well, yeah. It's like you get like a 2-inch by 2-inch square, mm-hmm. It's got to fit in that square somewhere on your body.
It's got to fit into a 2x2 square, and right. It can't cost more than $40.
Now, the right. person getting the tattoo does not get to see or know what the tattoo is until it is finished
on the body.
Right,
and they get to pick where on the body it is.
Exactly,
the tattooee.
The right. tattooee yeah. gets picks to pick where
it's the at. Tattooed.
Okay, so we're okay. gonna draw names like right now. Oh, I get to draw the first name.
Wow, Dan O'Donohue. I have made a list.
Is Nick
of,
not playing?
Of the names.
No, okay. This is no good go.
Okay.
Okay.
All here right. we go.
So gonna, I'm going
to
pick.
That was easy to assume.
So the name I'm picking now is
who is getting the tattoo that you think of.
So the name I draw is the person. I get to choose their tattoo.
Yes. Right. Right.
Okay. Here we go.
And you can't draw yourself. If you draw yourself, you've got to draw again. Here goes Dan.
Dan O'Donohue, you're drawing it. Who is it?
I'm picking your tattoo, Spencer
yeah!
Hicks.
Yes.
I'm going to design one hell of a tattoo for Mr. Spencer Hicks. Look at that. I'm drawing a heart wait. Around your name.
All right. You here goes Derek.
Stick it in my fingers.
Man, this is nerve-wracking. I'm like, oh, goodness. Who's it going to be?
Please don't be me.
I got myself.
Oh,
oh, the suspense okay. is killing me.
I was like, that didn't look like Brad or Dan at all.
Oh, man. This is tough. All right.
Can we have a no misspelled words?
I got a Brad Chad.
Oh, God! Oh, snap!
That was, I think I was the one everybody was afraid.
I don't know. I don't trust. I'm nervous about the whole situation. Okay. I'll be nervous about this for the rest of my life.
I'm going to throw up.
All Brad. Right, Brad.
Take your pick.
Two
names left.
Oh, man.
Dan O'Donohue.
Oh, goodness.
I got Derek's.
Okay, so for the recount, all right, I am picking Spencer's tattoo. Derek?
Brad Chad Porter.
Brad, what are you picking?
Dan O'Donohue.
And Spencer? I'm picking Derek Smith's.
So stay tuned for all that. When are we going to get this done? When can people expect to hear about what tattoos we got?
Let's give
Well, we're
going to
put them
month.
Up on the website right after they're done.
Well, yeah, okay, we'll yeah. let you know. We'll let you know when we get them, and you can go to our website, 796entertainment.com.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
To check out what we get. I can't believe that. We got to actually do it now. We were yeah. kind of joking about it. We got to
no,
do it now
we're
for
doing
real.
It now.
Oh,
I'm
brother.
Actually very excited about this. Like, seriously, I am.
I'm nervous.
But I'm Spencer's yours. Already got a tattoo.
That's true. None of us have tattoos except for Spencer. Has one on his back.
I'm more into scarring. Because I think it's a little bit, you know.
Well, he's not so much into scarring as he was into cutting when he was a kid.
But, yeah. One leads to the other.
You know what, guys? I'm in kind of a bad mood.
Why? Why, Dan?
Why? Well, it's just been a long week. You know, I'm looking for jobs. I'm a talented individual. With,
yes,
with
you
a,
are. You're very
with
talented.
A undergraduate here. In fine arts, if anyone's looking for anybody.
Yeah.
Undergraduate
degree in
fine arts. You might want to say that a little bit louder.
If anybody wants to hire a very talented young man, just call me. Give me a call.
You have been down in the mouth.
I have been.
I tried to give you a job and you said no.
Well, it had to deal with people's feet.
Yeah, old people's feet.
He's got a degree in fine arts.
Fine arts, sir.
Exactly. You can be sculpting their toenails.
He made C grades.
I made straight C's. That's passing. That's average. But that's not what I'm talking about. No, a job would make me feel better, but you know what? I need some immediate satisfaction. I need Spencer's joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
Joke
of the week.
The week jokes. Joke. Time for joke.
Do-do-do.
Time for a single joke.
Don't.
Dan, tell us.
Since you're having such a tough week.
Yeah, it's been a tough one.
I'm going to give you two jokes.
Hey! Oh, my goodness. This guy. I tell you. So there's friends, and then there's friends. And we got Spencer Hicks right here. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Thank you.
Handshakes there. Okay.
Handshakes all around.
You got two jokes? Let's hear it, buddy.
I
Let's
got two
hear
jokes
them.
For you.
What do you got for us?
Okay, this man and wife couple were sitting in a Lamaze class at the YMCA. You know, they got a full class. Everyone's there. And they do a little exercise where the teacher's like, okay, we need all the men to stand up. So all the men stand up, whatever. And she's like, okay, we're going to put on these pregnancy suits that weigh 50 pounds, and you guys are going to walk around in these things for a while so you guys can empathize and know what it's like to be pregnant. And so this one gentleman's like, oh, it's not so bad being pregnant. I don't know what all these women are whining about, these big babies. And so the Lamaze teacher's like, okay, here, Mr. Smart Guy.
Dan, this joke is my dad.
Okay, Mr. Porter, the teacher says, we're going to give you a little exercise. And the teacher proceeds to throw a pin on the floor and say, now that you're pregnant, I want you to act like a pregnant woman and have to pick that pin up. And so you know, Mr. Porter says, so you want me to do what a pregnant woman does in this situation? Teacher's like, yes, I do. He says, honey, pick up that fucking pen.
I like it.
Mrs. Porter, pick up that pen. I like it. I'm feeling better.
Well, hang on. Let me put you over the edge.
Put me over the edge.
Joke number two.
Joke the second.
A middle-aged married couple laying in bed one night. Middle of the night, they hear a loud knocking on the door. Insane locking, just guy going crazy on the front door. So the man gets out of bed, puts on his robe, and goes downstairs and doesn't open the door, but says, who is it? What do you want? And from outside the door, a gentleman says, I need a push. And he says, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to give you a push. And he proceeds to stomp up the stairs and crawl back into bed with his wife. His wife says, what was all that about, honey? And the wife says, another guy says, there was a guy out there, he wanted a push. And so the wife's like, that, and you just said no to him just like that? You remember that time we were stranded in Arizona and we had a flat tire and that good Samaritan guy came out and helped us when he didn't even have to and it was so nice of him? I think we need to return the favor, you know, it's karma, let's pass it on. So the guy begrudgingly says, oh, fine. He stomps down the stairs, he puts on his snow boots, and he finds his blue jacket because that one's a little thicker and it's cold outside. And then he, you know, buttons the fly on his boxers and, you know, opens the front door and says, sir, are you still out here? And, you know, in the distance, hears a voice that say, yeah, yeah. He says, do you still need a push? In the distance, hear a voice that says, yeah, I do. Okay, where are you at, sir? The guy in the distance says, I'm on the swing set.
Spencer's joke of the week.
Spencer's joke of the week made me feel better about my life. Spencer's gonna get an extra fancy tattoo from Dan because I'm gonna have to make him a tattoo.
I'm already come up with some good ones.
On his body.
I'm really excited about this.
I am
Brad,
terrified.
I'm excited.
I want to know.
Sort of.
Can I know where you're gonna get it?
No.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. We get to know, kind of, don't we?
No.
Do we not get to know where we're going to put
it? Absolutely not. I'm not telling him where I'm putting it.
Why not?
I'm not going to decide where I'm putting it until I find out what it is.
Well, no, you don't find out what it is.
You get
until
to see
get
it when it's done.
You pick first. And
you get
then
to
you get
look in the mirror at wherever you've chosen, and you will have a something that I imagine has to deal with penises. Core.
When Dan was like, you have to look in the mirror, like he flexed his arm like he was going to put it like on his arm.
On his arm.
That is, I guarantee you, nobody here is going to get our tattoos put on their arm.
Right here. It's going to be like the death mark. What is that? I'm trying to make a Harry Potter reference. Yeah, dark mark? Death mark?
Yeah.
Someone help me out.
I don't have any idea what you're
talking about. It's the dark mark.
Dark mark? Oh, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Terrible road to go down.
No, well, I'm excited for it.
I'm listening to Harry Potter right now, and it's fabulous.
It is fabulous. I read all 7 books. I've only read about 9 books in my life.
What, do you think you're better than me because you actually read them, and I'm having Jim Dale read them to me?
No,
like a child.
It took me like
Jim Dale was awesome, by the way.
It took me like a year to read them. So no, it's not bragging at all. All right, Derek, let's go ahead and finish up this gem of a show.
Woo!
With the answer to Derek's movie quote of the week.
You guys want to get one more guess at it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it again.
All right.
A word of warning, my garbage-toting friends, from your friendly neighborhood peace officer. I've got my eye on you both. If you're not breaking the law now, the smart money says that it's only a matter of time before you will. And you can bet that last dollar that my ass is gonna be there to make the bust. Golf clap? Golf clap.
The Hannah Montana movie.
No, it's from Max Headroom. The movie.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Bled?
No. I'm changing mine to The Muppets Take Manhattan.
It's from Bled?
No.
You're close.
Close. No. What is it?
The Great Muppet Caper. Say it!
Men at Work.
Oh. Oh, Men at Work. Every time.
Gets us every time.
Every time.
That was good. That was good,
Derek.
I like that one. That's a great part of that movie.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode of Podcast Don't Suck.
Yes.
Episode 6. Featured at lookatokc.com. We'd like to say thank you to, what's the name of that band again?
Ghoultown.
Ghoultown. You can do it. What, Brad? Ghoultown what?
Ghoultown.com.
That's yes. Ghoultown.com for more of that delicious
powered
music.
Powered by Wimgo.
Oh, No, it's not powered by Wimgo.
No, what you just said was.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
Wimgo.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Dang it, Rudy.
It's hard to close it up with all those catchphrases sneaking in at the end. For 796 Entertainment, I've been Dan O'Donoghue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Spencer Hicks! That's right, man.
Hot stuff. Mr. Brad Chad Porter himself.
Oh. Eat it up. Oh. Eat it all up.
Oh, my nose is going crazy with your scent.
And the original funk master, Derek Smith.
Shut up, Brad. I'm jumping on board.
Shut up, Brad.
You're just trying to be nice so I give you a good tattoo.
Try to knock me off of this Derek Smith comedy train. Not going to happen.
I'm still going to mess him up with that tattoo.
Dodge it!